Every Sunday I come early and I try to study the faces on that board to try to get to know faces.
因为每个主日，当我来的时候，我就会开始看这些照片，希望能够认识某些人的脸。
I'm starting to recognize a few faces, but forgive me if I forget your names.
然后我就开始能够跟大家的脸对上，但是也很抱歉，万一我没有对上。
I am Dr. Frank Chan. I am a professor at Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary.
我的名字是陈教授。那我现在是在乃义神学院教书。
I enjoy preaching the Word of God, and I love visiting churches and preaching the Word of God.
我很喜欢传讲神的道。那我也经常到不同的教会去分享神的信息。
Today's talk is on remembering the poor.
今天我要与大家分享的是，能够我们能够纪念穷人。So
the topic today is about the spirit of generosity.
所以我今天所要与大家分享的是有关如何能够慷慨的给予。I'm
going to start the sermon a bit differently today by showing a video.
那我今天要开始我的正道之前，我将会做一个小小的变动，我将会与大家分享一段影片。The
video is actually a commercial from Thailand, so you won't understand what the people are saying, but there will be subtitles in English for you to see.
那这一段影片呢，来自泰国的一个广告，所以当他们讲话的时候，您也许听不懂他在讲什么，但是我相信大家可以从字幕上知道他在讲什么。
This is just on YouTube, so even if you miss this video, you can go home and watch it on your own.
由于这个已经在影片已经在网上了，所以万一您没有看清楚的话，您还可以回去在网上。
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and play the video.
好嘛，你来呀，你可以过来，我来带你们来，为什么来呀？啊，就为他们来，好嘛，你们，啊，咩鬼啊？嗯，喂，阁老。
Very much.
Oh, thank
you. Maybe we can get the PowerPoint up. We'll read it during the sermon. Okay. Like I said, today's talk is on remembering the poor, and I hope you enjoyed the video.
就有如我刚刚所说的，我们今天所要分享的题目是慷慨的给予。I
always get a little choked up when I watch that video.
我每次看到那段影片的时候，我都有点非常的激动。There's
a tiny hint of the gospel in that video when it says all expenses paid a long time ago. That's what Jesus did on the cross for us.
实际上那段影片当中，实际上都有透露出福音的信息。这个上面说你一切的债都已经付清了，我们就想到耶稣为我们的罪的债付清在十字架上。Okay,
like I said, today's talk is on remembering the poor.
而我今天要分享的是，我们要纪念穷苦的人。
I always get a little nervous talking about generosity because I am not the most generous person in the world.
我每次要分享有关施舍的题目的时候，我都有点紧张，因为我自己并不是一个非常慷慨的人。
And so, if you're a cheapskate like me, this talk is for you today.
所以如果你跟我一样有点小气的话，也许今天这个信息就是给你的。
I flashed onto the screen a copy of my bank account or my checkbook. I might be more embarrassed than proud of my generosity.
我如果今天可以给大家展示我的支票本以及我银行的存款的话，也许我在这边我就会感觉非常羞愧。
But the Bible talks a lot about generosity and the importance of being generous as a Christian.
但是圣经上却充满了给予的信息，尤其是我们作为一个基督徒，我们更要懂得慷慨。
Let's advance the slide here. First of all, I just want to acknowledge that it is an easy thing to forget about the poor.
我必须首先要提的，很多时候我们很容易忘记那些穷困的人。
We get asked to contribute to the poor.Over and over again, all throughout our week.
实际上，我们一整个礼拜，我们不停的在提说，我们应该要给予，不断的做一个慷慨的人。
Every month in my mail, I get requests from my college to give money, and my wife gets requests from her college to give money, and we get many, many mailings about donating money to charities.
对于我来说，我每天每个月都收到许多多需要我支持的信件，有关任何的慈善机构，我的过去的学校，以及我太太工作的地方，都需要我们支持去捐献。
If you come to my hometown, I'll take you to my grocery store, and you cannot go in or out without somebody asking for a donation.
如果大家可以到我住的地方的话，我可以带你去我们附近的这些杂货店，你就会发现在门口你就不得不看到一些正在讨钱的人。
So I want to just start off by saying it's a very easy thing just to ignore these requests and to forget about the poor.
我必须说，这我们很容易就渐渐的不想去看。看这些人就把这个要捐献的事情就放在脑后。
Let me just go through these three that are on the screen.
让我就来跟大家分享这三点。
First of all, I sometimes think, give to the poor, I am the poor.
有的时候我想，哈，我自己要捐给那些穷困的人吗？我自己就是穷人呢。
I'm always wondering, do I have enough in my checking account to write even my offering checks every Sunday?
我有的时候都想想，我自己的存款可能都让我觉得要十一奉献的时候，我都有点犹豫了。
If I give this offering, will I have enough to buy groceries this week?
我就想，当我如果我这个礼拜奉献的话，我这个礼拜还有足够的钱去买吃的东西吗
？Somebody should be giving to me.
我想应该是有人给我钱吧。
The other reason is I get giving fatigue.
另一个就是我已经疲乏于给予了。
If many, many requests come in over and over again, it becomes white noise.
因为如果许多多都要我奉献捐款的时候，到时候这一些的声音开始成为一个背后的杂音，我渐渐去想去不去听它。
There's a way of just blocking out the requests, or you just throw the mailings away automatically.
我开始遮住我的耳朵，就不想去理会这一些的要求了。
Sometimes, this is the third reason, we can get overwhelmed with how big the need is, and we think, if I give a dollar, if I give some change here, it won't change anything.
第三个理由就是我们开始会讲说，我要给的话也只能给一点点，我就算给出去，能改变任何的事实吗？
My giving won't make any difference.
因为我给出去的钱不能改变任何的事实。
My school, Nyack College, is always asking for money.
我自己的神学院，他们是永远是希望能够大家能够奉献捐款的。
But the amounts they advertise as the need are always in the millions.
但是他们所需要的款项，通常都是以百万来作为单位的。
What does $5 do for a $5 million need?
所以你给五块钱，能够对五百万能够的缺额能够产生影响吗？
So we're perfectly happy just letting the plate go by and saying, not this time.
所以很多时候我们就刻意的不去理会这些要求。
Okay, so that's our problem. It's easy to forget the poor. But let's go on to the next slide.
所以这就是我们的问题，我们很容易就不去理会这些需要的人。
I wanted to talk a little bit about a book of the Bible, Nehemiah.
所以我今天与大家分享的是从尼希米记而来。
And I like this lesson because in Nehemiah chapter 5, Nehemiah remembers the poor in the midst of a very, very busy building project.
我之所以请大家来读尼希米记第五章，因为尼希米在那个时候他正在进行一个非常巨大的一个工程，而在他非常的忙碌的生活当中，他却注意到贫穷的人。Do
we have any busy people here today?
我想请问大家，在座当中有忙碌的人吗？
Maybe too busy to stop and write a check or to think about someone who has a need.
也许大家实在太忙碌到一个地步，你没有时间去想到有需要的人或者给他们开张支票。
Nobody was more busy than that man, Nehemiah.
实际上，在座的人没有一个人会比当时的尼希米更忙了。
You can see a picture here of his building project. That a picture plus a diagram on the right there.
所以大家如果看的话，你就会看见那个时候尼希米他正在进行一个浩大的工程。他所要的是乃是做一个围墙，就在图片上。The
book of Nehemiah is about a project that he was assigned to by God to rebuild the broken walls of Jerusalem.
而尼希米那个时候所承担的任务乃是神呼召他去召集人去建筑在
Cities were much smaller than they are today, back then.
那个时候，那个城是比我们现今的耶路撒冷城要小小的许多。But
it is still a very massive project.
但是无论如何，还是一个非常浩大的工程。The
wall that you can see around the ancient city of Jerusalem was 15 feet thick.
而那个时候，他做出来的墙。 有15尺之宽。And
if you trace the length of that wall around the entire city, it's approximately 1 mile.
所以你，然后它整个城墙的范围，如果量那个城墙的长度，一共有1英里长。So
imagine if God called you to gather up all the workers and all the materials to build a 15-foot wall between here and Route 84. That's about 1 mile. That's how long that wall would have to be.
所以大家可以想象吗? 如果神呼召你去召集人去做一个墙从这边一直到我们这边84号的公路去做一个一共有15英尺长的厚度的墙, 你想这个工程有多浩大呢?
Now, I also need to let you know that the circumstances on which Nehemiah had to build this wall were very difficult.
而且我与大家分享，那个时候，当尼希米要建造这个城墙的时候，他所面对的情况是非常艰困的。Nehemiah
chapter 4 says there were enemies that opposed his project and were out to kill him and his workers.
尼希米记第四章就讲到，当尼希米要建这个城墙的时候，当时他就有敌人要抵抗他，也要把这个城墙摧毁，甚至想把他杀死。
So in the chapter right before the one we're going to read, it says that Nehemiah and his workers had to have shovels in one hand and swords in the other.
所以在尼希米记第四章的时候就讲到这些盖城墙的人，他一手拿着铲子，另一手拿着剑，以及矛去做抵抗的工作。So
they're building and building and building, but ready to fight, fight, fight.
所以他们一方面建这个墙，不断的建这个墙，另一方面他要维持他们自己的安危。And
because of the stress of doing that, they had to work longer hours. It says they worked from morning to night for 52 days.
因为在他们在极大的压力底下做这个工程，因此他们必须要尽快做好。他们从早做到晚，一共做了52天。
No matter how busy you are, there's no way you could be more busy than this man, Nehemiah.
你想想看，在这种情况之下，当今的我们，不论我们有多忙碌，也没有尼希米那个时候忙碌。
Okay, let's go on to the next slide, and I'll just summarize the details of his project here. Just want to say that the area encompassed 2 city blocks, and 15 feet wide was the wall, and it was It took them 52 days with 150 workers.
所以再一次与大家很简短的讲这个城墙呢，大概的它里面的包含的面积呢，大概是有像纽约市的市区的两个大街口的那么范围那么大。那以及它每一个城墙是一共有15英尺的厚度，那他们花了52天把它盖好。
Okay, but again, I like this Bible book because in the midst of all that building activity, Nehemiah stops operations and says, we need to take care of the poor.
在非常忙碌的情况底下，我非常喜欢尼希米在这边所做的，所记载的一件事迹，他突然停止所有的工程。
So let's go on to the next slide and we'll start reading in Nehemiah chapter 5.
让我们就到尼希米记第五章。
I will read the first three verses in English and George will read them in Chinese.
然后我们现在会来一起来大家周报后面尼希米记第一章。
It should be in the bulletin, right?
第五章一到三节。
Verses 1 through 3. Now the men and their wives raised a great outcry against their fellow Jews. Some were saying, we and our sons and daughters are numerous. In order for us to eat and stay alive, we must get grain. Others were saying, we are mortgaging our fields, our vineyards, and our homes to get grain during the famine.
百姓和他们的妻子大大呼嚎，埋怨他们的弟兄犹大人，说有的说，我和儿女人口众多，要去得粮食度命；有的说，我们点了田地、葡萄园、房屋，要得粮食充饥。 有的说，我们已经点了田地、葡萄园，借了钱给王纳税。Let's
go on to verses 4 and 5. I'll read in English and George will read in Chinese. Still others were saying, we have had to borrow money to pay the king's tax on our fields and vineyards. Although we are of the same flesh and blood as our fellow Jews, and though our children are as good as theirs, yet we have to subject our sons and daughters to slavery. Some of our daughters have already been enslaved, but we are powerless because our fields and our vineyards belong to others.
第四、第五节，我们已经借了钱给王纳税，我们的身体与我们的弟兄的身体一样，我们的儿女与他们的儿女一般。现在我们将使儿女做人奴仆，我们的儿女女儿已有为婢的，我们并无能力拯救，因为我们的田地、葡萄园。
Now you have to understand that Nehemiah was summoned to Jerusalem to fix the walls because a city without walls has all sorts of money problems.
大家可以想象，那个时候尼希米已经被呼召去，他指派去建立这个城墙。一个城如果没有墙的话，将会有产生许许多多的问题，他们的经济也是成为一个极大的问题。
If your city in the ancient world does not have walls, nobody in the city has security against enemy invaders.
因为在当时的情况，如果一个城没有城墙的话，你毫无对抗外面敌人的能力。Just
look at any country that is undergoing war. Like businesses cannot conduct business the way they usually do. People do not come out into the streets and spend money. Anybody who's trying to run a business finds that they lose all their money.
大家可以想象，在一个没有墙的一个情况底下，大家无法做生意。做生意的时候，钱也就全部都流失掉了。
So Nehemiah is trying to fix the walls to help solve the money problems, but the poor people are crying out to him already right now.
因此，尼希米他那时候一个责任就是希望能够盖起城墙，以至于能够建立城里的经济。而那个时候，那些穷人开始跟尼希米哀嚎。
And like I try to say, it's easy for him to just go like this, saying, please bother somebody else. I have a lot on my mind right now.
我就像我刚刚分享的，在这种情况底下，大家很容易遮起自己的耳朵，不想理会这些人。我想说，我自己已经够忙的了。But
that is not what Nehemiah does. So let's keep on reading verses 6 through 9.
但是尼希米却没有这样的处理。让我们继续来看下去，尼希米怎么去面对这件事情。Okay,
verse 6 in English. When I heard their outcry and these charges, I was very angry. I pondered them in my mind, and then I accused the nobles and the officials, and I told them, you are charging your own people interest. So I called together a large meeting to deal with them and said, As far as possible, we have brought back our fellow Jews who were sold to the Gentiles. Now you are selling your own people, only for them to be sold back to us. And they kept quiet because they could not find nothing to say.
这边第六到第八节，你我听见他们思考这些话，便甚发怒。我心里筹划，就斥责贵胄和官长们说：“你们个人向弟兄取利。”于是我召集大会攻击他们。我对他们说：“我们尽力赎回我们的弟兄，就是卖与外邦的犹大人。你们还要卖弟兄，使我们又赎回来吗？”他们就静默不语，无话可答。
So Nehemiah is angry because this is an entire community and the people who are in charge, the nobles and the officials, were not helping the poor. They were taking advantage of the poor.
尼希米在这时候非常的愤怒，因为这些管民众的贵族和官员，他们并没有去照顾这些穷困的人，甚至去与在他们身上取利。
The poor people who are in need, you would lend to them, but then you charge them interest so you make profit off of them.
因为那些人，穷困的人因为没有钱，于是跟他们借钱，而这些有钱的人却在他们身上取利息，让他们压力更大。
The poor people in need would have to sell their children into slavery, and they would buy these children as slaves.
而这些穷困的人因为太穷了，他们必须要把他们自己的儿女卖出去做奴隶，以至于有钱。而这些有钱人就买了这些人的儿女。
So Nehemiah's point is, you should be helping the poor, not taking advantage of the poor.
而尼希米就对这些贵族和长官说：“你乃是应该去帮助他们，而不是在这个时间从中获利。”
So I'd like to go on to see what Nehemiah does in response in verse 9, in solution.I'll read verse 9 through 12 in English. So I continued, what you are doing is not right. Shouldn't you walk in the fear of our God to avoid the reproach of our Gentile enemies? I and my brothers and my men are also lending the people money and grain, but let us stop charging interest. So he actually repents. Give back to them immediately their fields, vineyards, and olive groves and houses, and also interest you are charging them.1% of the money, grain, new wine, and olive oil. We will give it back, they said, and we will not demand anything more from them. We will do as you say.
然后我们来看看尼希米怎么样处理这件事情。从第九到十二节这边说，我又说你们所行的不善，你们行事不当，敬畏我们的神吗？不然，难免我们仇敌外邦人毁谤我们。我和我的弟兄与仆人也将银钱粮食借给百姓，我们大家都当免去利息。如今我劝你们将他们的田地、葡萄园、橄榄园、房屋，并他们所取的银钱、粮食、新酒和油1%的利息都归还给他们。众人就说：“我们必归还，不再向他们索取，必要照你的话行。”我就召祭司来，叫众人起誓。
So I like Nehemiah because he sets the example. He himself repents and says, I'm going to stop charging interest, but you guys have to stop doing that too.
我非常喜欢尼希米在这边所讲的。他说，我自己也犯罪了，我在这边愿意认罪，因此我不要再向别人取利息。然而你们同样的也不可以向你们自己的同胞取利息。
But let me just try to repackage this and say there's three lessons that I want to draw from Nehemiah's example. Let's go to the first slide and we'll see the first one.
那我今天想与大家分享三点。
All right, so here's what I just say. They interrupt the building project. Why interrupt the building story with this episode about the poor? There's three lessons to learn. Let's go on to the next slide.
我们可以在这个故事当中学到三个功课。
Okay, here's one lesson. Nehemiah, I think...in the midst of a building project story, may have sensed the need to give after getting so much. He felt the need to bless others after being greatly blessed.
我相信尼希米在这边，他当他在做这个工程的时候，他感到他自己实际上是一个蒙福的人，因此他觉得他蒙福，他也必须要给出去。
Let me read to you in English, a passage previous in the book of Nehemiah.Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 7 and 8.
让我与大家先分享一下在尼希米记前面所记载的，就是第二章 第二章里面的第七、第八节。
So Nehemiah says, I also said to the king, if it pleases the king, may I have a letter to Asaph, keeper of the royal park, so that he will give me timber to make beams for the gates of the citadel by the temple and for the city wall, and for the residence I will occupy, and because of the gracious hand my God was on me, and the king granted my requests.
好，第七、第八节他说，我又对王说，王若欢喜，求王赐我诏书，通知大河西的省长，准我经过，直到犹大。又赐诏书，通知管理王园林的亚撒，使他给我木材，做属圣殿楼之门的横梁和城墙，给我房屋使用。王就引领我，因我神施恩的手帮助了我。
Okay, so the back story is that Nehemiah has all the materials to build this wall and even has a nice little house for himself because the king of Persia gave him all the timber he needed to build this wall. And he says the gracious hand of God was on him.
所以尼希米在这个故事发展之前，他前面发生的事情是他跟王要求去有材料的时候，王不单答应了他，给他所有能够建筑城墙的材料，并且还答应他赐给他更多的，包括他自己房屋跟住处。
So why does Nehemiah interrupt his building project to care for the poor?
因此我们再回来看看，为什么尼希米在极其忙碌的时候，他突然停止了建筑城墙的工程呢？
The building project reminds him of God's gracious hand. If God is gracious to me, I should be gracious to other people.
因为他整个建筑工程当中提醒了他，神是当初是如何恩待他的。如果神大大的赐福于他，他也应该赐福于其他的人。
Generosity does not come easy to me.
给予对我来说并不是一个很简单的功课。
But it is easier in moments where I feel like God has blessed me or given me something valuable.
但是我必须说，当我知道神赐给我的恩典的这个思想提醒我的时候，我就感到我非常容易给予了。
This is not in the notes. I just thought of this story, so I'm just going to go with this story here. When I was born, my mother dedicated me in the church. I was the first child in my family. I'm number 6 out of 7 kids. I was the first child to be brought to church and be dedicated to God.
我记得刚出生的时候，我在家里排行是老六，而我是第一个被我母亲带到教会，把我献给神的一个孩子。
I have 5 older sisters.
在我之前，我有五个姐姐。
So, I am a boy. So you kind of get the impression my parents kept trying to have a boy many, many times until I was born.
所以大家可以想象我是老六，大家可以想象我的爸爸妈妈一定是非常有希望有一个男孩子，他们试了许久，终于有了我。
My birth was also very distressed. So as my mother was trying to give birth to me, I almost died and she almost died.
而在生我的过程当中呢，实际上是非常困难的，因为在生产的过程当中，我妈妈因着生我几乎要了她的命，而我自己也几乎丧了命。
There are many moments where the doctor thought we would both die.
因为在那个情况当中，医生几乎有几次认为母子都要死。
So when I was born, my mother tells me she was very, very grateful.
所以当我生出来以后，我的母亲一直跟我说，她实在非常感恩。
Number one, I was a boy, and number two, we were both alive.
第一个，我是一个男孩；第二个，母子都平安。
So my mother, she had never done this before for any of my siblings, took me to the church and said, "We're going to dedicate this boy to God because God has given me so much."
因此，当我妈妈有了我之后，就做了一个他们以往从来没有做过的事情，就是把孩子带到教会，把这个孩子献给神。
To this day, she thinks of me as the son she gave to God. Like, I don't make a lot of money. I don't have a high engineering degree like my sisters do. So she thinks of me as the son she gave away.
所以对我妈妈来说，一直到如今，她一直都认为说，这个孩子是给神的，是奉献给神的，不像她自己前面的女儿，她们也许有很好的成就，她们做了学了工程等等。Now,
like I said, she was asking God for a son for many, many years, and then when the son finally came, she just gave him away.
大家可以想象嘛，大家知道我前面已经有五个姐姐了，我母亲一定非常想要小孩，终于有个男孩子的时候，她就把这男孩子奉献出去了。Why
did my mother do that?
为什么我妈妈会这样做呢？
Because she remembers looking at me in the hospital bed and crying because she could not believe that God had given her a son and that they were both alive.
因为我妈妈不时的就想起来，当她在医院里面抱着我的时候，就想到神保守了母子的性命，也赐给她了一个男孩。Every
once in a while, the Holy Spirit fills us, and we become very grateful for the things that we have.
很多时候，圣灵会感动我们，让我们感恩。I
think He does that in part because He wants us to be generous. It's easy to be generous when you're grateful for what you have.
我相信神赐给我们这样的感动，是要提醒我们，我们既然领受恩典，我们也要学习给予。Let
me go to the next slide and explain something else. Okay, here, related to this idea is this. For 10 years at my church, I had to oversee my church's benevolence fund.
我在这边也跟大家分享，我在过去有10年之久，我是在教会里面管理有关慈善基金的。The
church that I attend to now has one offering plate, but we divide the money up into different funds.
在我们教会里面，我们只有一个同样的一个奉献箱。当我们收了这个奉献之后呢，我们把奉献分成几个不同的项目，其中的一个项目就是有关慈善。
There's a general fund, there's a missions fund, there's a building fund, and then there's a benevolence fund.
因为我们有管理教会的，我们有教会楼房的，以及我们一般事工的。那另一个是有关慈善的。And
people who give offerings can specify which fund the money goes to.
而大家奉献的人可以在他们支票上面写出他们希望把这他们奉献的钱归于哪一个项目。
A benevolence fund is a special amount of money set aside for anybody in the church who has financial need.
那我这边我们在教会的慈善项目的钱呢，是我们是专门来补助，来帮助教会当中有贫苦有需要的人。So
I was the guy in charge of distributing the benevolence fund.
那我就是负责去处理。
Let me just say, that's one of the best jobs in the church.
我可以跟大家分享，那是在教会里面最好的一个职分。I
got to be generous with other people's money.
因为我可以借着人家的钱行慷慨的事。But
one of the happiest things I got to do was to authorize checks to people, and they would always be these gift checks to people.
我其中的一个就是我可以开礼物支票给别人。If
I knew that someone in your family got sick and that you had to spend money going to the hospital, I would send a benevolence check on behalf of the church to you.
如果在任何在教会的人，你的因为家人病重，你必须要面对很多经济压力的话，我就可以代表教会开一张这个慈善的支票给你。
Or if you were in a car accident, I would send a benevolence check to you. Now, there were limits on what I could do, but I had a lot of freedom.
I
couldn't authorize a check for more than $500, so there was a cap, a maximum.
我最高可以开出去的支票不能超过500块。
I had to always consult with one other elder.
我也必须要经过一个其中一个长老的同意。
I had to give a report at the end of the month of who I gave the money to.
我也在每个月月中，我也必须要写一个报告，告诉大家我怎么用这个钱。
But other than that, nobody checked up on what I did.
但除此以外，没有人去监控我要怎么样处理这些钱。
So I would go around looking for people in the church who I thought might.Have some financial need.
因此，我的工作就是视察教会的所有的人，看有任何的弟兄姊妹有这些经济的需求。
Now you must know, Chinese people will never ask for money.
大家知道，中国人是绝对不会主动要钱的。
So I would have to go to them and say, "Is it okay if I gave you some money?"
所以我必须要主动去问人说，你需要钱吗？
One lady in the church, her husband suddenly passed away.And I said, please, can we help with anything? And she said, I'm not asking for any money.
其中教会一个姊妹，她的先生过世了以后，然后我就去问她，你需要经济的帮助吗？她说，我不是到教会来要钱的。
So I would say to her, I am the one asking you if I can give the money.
然后我就会跟她说，是我主动问你需不需要钱，不是你。
That was my job as the benevolence fund guy.
那我就是在这个慈善事工里面做这样的事。
Now another rule is I would not give benevolence money out from the church if people did not donate money into the benevolence fund. So I had to wait for money to come in first.
那另一个我的职责是，如果大家的奉献并没有把自己的奉献指派到这个项目的话，我。这一区就没有足够的钱去给出去，因此我也要等待，大家的在这个项目来奉献。
So I would watch to see how much money would come in.
所以我也每次都非去检视到底有多少钱能够进到这个项款。
And I noticed something very interesting.
那我居然发现一个非常有意思的现象。
The benevolence fund would go up more if at the same time.The church was asking to give funds for the building.
我就会发现教会慈善工作的项目项款会提高。当那个时候，教会鼓励大家要在教会建堂方面要奉献的时候，这一方面这个项目慈善项目反而也升高。
There's always something breaking down in the building, and our church would sometimes.Make an announcement saying we need some giving for the building fund to fix this thing.
而教会因为有自己的楼，也经常需要整修，因此也有任何要加添的事情，因此我们永远有这个需要。但是当我们这个需要一讲出来的时候，慈善项目同时也提高。
And、whenever we asked for people to give to the building fund, I noticed the benevolence fund would go up at the same time.
所以就很奇怪，当我每当跟大家说我们有维修的需求的时候，慈善的项目也同样提高。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢？
I think people would say to themselves, "Okay, if God is blessing us with this building, we should be blessing others."
我想大家会这样觉得，如果神已经赐福给我们有这个教堂的话，那我也应该。把这个恩典施给其他有需要的人。
I still remember we had to replace the whole sound system. It was breaking down, and it cost $40,000.
我还记得那个时候我们的音响坏了，我们必须要花$40,000去更新我们的音响。
And I think people would say, "Wow, if we're spending $40,000 on ourselves, we ought to be giving money to people who need it."
我想那个时候大家就是想，如果我们花$40,000去为了我们自己需求的话，也许我们也更应该把自己的钱去帮助那些有需要的人。
So that's the mentality I'm talking about. If you are grateful for the things that God has blessed you with, it is easier to be generous and be gracious to people who have need.
这个就是我讲的一个非常有意思的心态。当我们有感恩的心，知道神如何祝福我们的时候，我们就容易想到别人，也给予去帮助别人。
I really think that's how Nehemiah was thinking as well.
我相信尼希米在那个时候一定有同感。
So is there anyone here who feels grateful for the things that God has blessed you with?
所以在座的大家有没有想到神在你生命当中赐予你很多恩典呢？
It is good to be grateful. I thank you for that, but I would like for you to extend that gratitude in being benevolent to other people and giving to the poor.
是的, 我们都应该有一个感恩的心, 但是我也想请大家把这个感恩的心 在, 发展出去, 让我们对, 能够做慈善的事, 去帮助别人。
Let's go on to the next lesson. So lesson number two, I would say this, not helping the poor is a spiritual problem. There's a direct connection between generosity and what the Bible calls the fear of God.
在这边第二点我所要提的, 不帮助穷困的人, 代表说灵命也出了一个问题, 代表说你并不敬畏神。
So just listen to the way that Nehemiah talks in verse 9. So I continued, what you are doing, not helping the poor, is not right. Shouldn't you walk in the fear of our God to avoid the reproach of our Gentile enemies?
所以我就在这边跟大家提第九节, 尼希米所讲的话, 你们所行的不善, 你们行事不当敬畏我们的神吗? 不然难免我们的仇敌外邦人毁谤我们。
Okay. There's a part of me that wants to say that your walk with God is very closely tied to how generous you are.
我很想跟大家说, 实际上大家的灵命是如何与神同行的, 是非常能够在你的支票本上显示出来的。
Let's go on to the next slide here. Okay, the gospel is all about how God freely gave to me. And I would say if you truly understand the gospel, that would compel you to give to others.
我们所信的福音就是我们白白从神那边得到的。 我们既然能够白白的得到, 我们就很容易的白白给予。
In that video that we saw, the little boy who grew up to become a doctor understood that at one point in his life, that man who was sick freely gave to him.
所以刚刚我与大家分享的那个影片当中的一个小男孩，他之所以后来成为医生能够给予的时候，因为他想到他在过去人生当中，他曾经受惠于一个人愿意白白给予。
He understood what it was like to receive an immense gift.
他能够了解，他能够领受一个巨大礼物的感受。
So that when he grew up, he was willing to give an immense gift back to the man.
因此等他长大以后，他就有这样的心，愿意白白的给予大的礼物给别人。
So I'm trying to say that to believe that Jesus has paid for your sins, means that that ought to somehow translate that I should be able to give to other people because Jesus gave so much to me.
如果我们那个了解耶稣基督为我们死，为我们的罪的债给付清的话， 我们就有这个了解，我们也愿意白白的给予了。
So Nehemiah is a very good leader. He wanted to make sure that the people were taken care of with the wall, but he wanted to make sure spiritually they were okay too.
所以我们看见 尼希米实在是一个非常好的领袖，他不单单要人去建造这个城墙，他也注重人心理的健康。So
when I call you to be generous to the poor, my concern is not strictly for the poor, it is also for your spiritual health.
那就有如我在今天我鼓励大家奉献去支持那些慈善工作的时候，实际上 不单单是对那些有需要的人有帮助，实际上我是为着大家灵命的健康来着想。Let's
go on to the third lesson.
我们进入第三点。Okay,
the third lesson here is this. Nehemiah was angry not that the Jews were suffering financial hardship, but their fellow Jews were not helping them.
尼希米在这边所生气的，并不是说有一些人他们正在经历极大的苦难， 而是他自己的犹太同胞并没有去帮助这些有需要的人。Okay,
there was a responsibility they had to people close to them, like they were kind of like a family.
因为与大家非常亲密关系的彼此，我们乃是有一个责任的。So
here's verse 7. I pondered them in my mind and then accused the nobles and officials, and I told them, you are charging your own people interest.
所以第七节尼希米这样说，我心里筹划，就斥责贵胄和长官，你们个人向弟兄取利息。
The first responsibility for the people needy in this church should fall to the people in the church.
那在教会当中，如果有任何需要的人，这个谁应该来负这个责任呢？乃是在教会里面的所有的人。
We live in a country where the U.S. government tries to help people who are in need.
我们今天活在这个美国这个社会，如果有需要的话，我们觉得是美国政府会负责。
But the Bible teaches otherwise, that the people of God should help those in need among the people of God.
但是神给我们的教导却不是如此。当有需要的时候，乃是神的子民应该去帮助神的子民。为首要的需管道。
So let me give a word to people with giving fatigue.
所以我在这边想给予一些忠告给这些大家觉得奉献捐钱到一个地步你已经疲惫的人。
There are hundreds of charities out there that are requesting donations.
实际上我们今天面对上千上百的慈善机构需要我们的钱。
Let's say you want to begin a life of generosity and you're confused by the hundreds of charities that are asking, where should I begin?
如果大家想说我愿意开始一个给予的生活，但是你却问自己说，那我应该给予哪一个组织跟哪一个项目呢？
My advice, and let's go to the next slide,
那我给大家的忠告是这样子。
Is to always start with your local church.
乃是先从大家自己的教会开始吧。
The Red Cross is a good organization.
红十字会也是一个很好的组织。
Meals on Wheels, which is feeding the hungry locally, is a good organization.
如果在我们本区有这些照顾无家可归或者没有东西吃的这些组织也非常好。
It is my own philosophy that every Christian should practice generosity first.With benevolence giving at your local church.
对我的经验来说，我觉得所有的基督徒应该从自己本身教会开始学习怎么样施舍。
I'd rather have you help first the person across the aisle here than all the other poor people in the world.
我鼓励大家先在教会里面能够彼此关注，彼此给予。
This church needs to be a place where people who are in financial need believe.That those around are willing to help.
我们的教会里面必须先要知道，如果我们教会当中有任何有需要的人，我们去给予。
Okay, I'm not familiar with the operations at House of Christ Love Chinese Church.
我对本教会并不是很清楚，你们怎么样去运作你们的奉献。
But whatever is the mechanism for benevolence giving, please take advantage of that.
但是我与大家说的，如果大家在当中有任何有关慈善的这些捐献，大家就一起参与吧。
Like you should try to find some way to give financial gifts to people when there's a death in the family or when there's a sickness in the family.
所以大家应该找机会去当弟兄姊妹有困难的时候，比如说有人生病了，有人在某家的弟兄姊妹的家里有人过世了，我们就借着这个机会去捐献。
Another thing my church does is that if a woman gives birth to a baby, I don't know if you guys do this, all the other people in the church prepare these meals, and we bring the meals over to the house, and that way they don't have to worry about food.
另外，如果在教会当中有任何姊妹她生产的时候，教会弟兄姊妹也为着这一个姊妹去家里去准备食物。
That's a form of benevolence.
这也是一个慈善的一个表达。
Okay, so I'm going to end off by saying,Please do look into whatever the benevolence giving mechanism here at House of Christ Love Church and take advantage of it.
所以在这一边，大家我也鼓励大家，如果在教会当中遇到有任何有这样的需求的时候，鼓励大家一起参与。
I've been visiting for a while and I like you guys.
我实际上来到大家当中也一段时间了，我非常喜欢你们。
I would like this church to be a generous church.Church.
我希望这个教会是一个非常慷慨、懂得给予的教会。
Okay. Let me close in prayer, and we'll pray that the Lord will make that happen.
让我们现在低头祷告，祷告神能够让这样的文化能够产生。
Dear God, I know that sometimes generosity is a not easy thing for many of us.
主啊，我非常知道给予对于我们许多人来说并不是容易的事。
But you can do many things through your Holy Spirit.
但是你可以却可以借着圣灵做许多奇妙的事。
I pray that you make this church a generous church.
主，我祷告愿你的圣灵改变整个教会成为一个愿意给予的教会。
I pray that they will go above and beyond what they think they normally can give.
我希望大家能够给予到一个地步超过他们自己所知道的。
The Lord Jesus sacrificed himself for us. May we learn how to sacrifice for others.
因为耶稣基督为我们舍了自己，让我们也懂得如何牺牲奉献。
In Jesus' name, amen.
祷告奉主基督耶稣的名，阿门。